At the start of this year, I said, if Anthony Volpe has another 680, 690 OPS season, the New York Yankees cannot go into next year just giving him the shortstop job. At the very least, someone has to be in camp, whether it be a veteran, another young player, I don't know. But there has to be someone in heading into spring training next year who is going to compete with him for the starting job, who has a legitimate chance to outplay him and take the job. You cannot just hand him the job again after year three without any offensive improvement. He's making offensive improvement. He's got an OPS of 763. He's got 31 RBIs. That is, he's tied for third with Mookie Betts for RBIs from the shortstop position. He's got 6 home runs. That puts him 8th at the shortstop position. OPS is 10th at the shortstop position. He's an above average major league hitter at the moment. I'm not saying let's go celebrate Anthony Volpe and put him in the Hall of Fame. I'm not saying Anthony Volpe is going to be the next great player for the New York Yankees. What I'm saying is why do we look at, like, and people have posted this too. Nobody gets on Wells. Nobody. And I love Wells. And again, now he's got only Cal Raleigh has more RBIs than Wells, but every one of those numbers are worse for Wells than it has been for Volpe. And if you're a Yankee fan and you've watched, he's had many worse at-bats than Volpe has. He's had a much worse offensive season than Anthony Volpe has. But nobody gets on Wells. Nobody is screaming about Wells. But Anthony Volpe is the ire of like almost every Yankee fan. I don't know why, other than the Yankees passed on other free agent shortstops, a bunch, 5 or 6, who, let's be honest, right now, I know people might not want to hear this, he's obviously better than Trevor Story, and he's obviously better than Carlos Correa. Now, in a big game, in a postseason series, would Correa show up and that's what he's done? Yeah, okay, I'm just saying right now, he's been the better player of those two, without question. But he's not Seager, and he's not what we hoped he would be. He's not what we were promised. He's not the golden boy. He's not a star in this league. And I'm not saying he is. But, you know, he strikes out a couple of times as the fifth hitter against the Mets. And suddenly it's like, get him the hell out of the lineup. He's a bum. Play Peraza. Anybody but him. And he can't hit fifth in this lineup. He can't hit fifth in this lineup. I see, Nick Totoro doing a big video about how he can't hit fifth in this lineup. He's got a 1.0 OPS against left-handed pitching. He's killing left-handed pitching. Who should hit in front of him? Who should get more at-bats against left-handed pitching? Not Dominguez, not Peraza, not Wells. Who? He's having a good season. He's not having a great season. The other day against Colorado, he saves a run with an incredible play and then hits a leadoff triple, and we're like talking like the guy's a bum. I don't understand. That's all I'm saying. I don't understand the vitriol. I don't understand why the Yankee fan is so against this kid. I don't get it. If he had the 690 OPS, if he was having the same offensive seasons we've seen over the last 2 years, I was the first one to say, can't be the starting shortstop. Playing Gold Glove caliber defense with a 763 OPS, that's a starting shortstop and a cheap one. And let's not forget, one that performed in the postseason last year. For a fan base that claims all they care about is the postseason, he performed. I don't get it.